All right. Welcome to the Number One Bengals podcast.
Welcome, boys and girls. Welcome, men and women. Welcome, ladies and gents. Welcome, kids of all ages, to the Number One Bengals podcast. I am Dr. Hoji, the electric Smoji.
Yes.
With me
yes.
today is...
Just Daddy-O. I'm just Daddy-O.
Just plain old Daddy-O. The way yeah. Prince was Prince, Madonna was Madonna.
Exactly.
Zendaya is Zendaya.
Yes, very up to date of you.
Yeah. I follow the news. Zendaya and Tom Holland got married. Tom Holland had a crush on Zendaya even before they met.
Interesting.
But who didn't? I didn't. I didn't know who she was. Okay, so Daddy-O.
Yeah.
Here's a question that you didn't ask on the show. That in the few remaining minutes before the show, I thought I would ask you. You never made a prediction as to who you think will win A, the AFC Championship, and B, the whole shedaggle, the yeah. schnadoogle.
Well, A, I really don't care.
And wow, B, jaded.
I guarantee you, I am not going to even know who wins the Super Bowl.
Because I guarantee you will. Okay, so here's the thing. If there's justice in the world, the answer to A and B will not be the Kansas City Chiefs. Right. But I have a feeling that these guys, it's just something about them that the NFL and all the TV stations love and the refs love.
Something about them. It's not that hard to figure out. You have the most, you know, let's say, bankable human being on earth.
Yeah.
Bringing
more popular than the Beatles. We're talking about Taylor Swift.
But... Taylor Swift.
She's 5'11", you know. She's about twice as tall as you are.
So
yeah.
taller than the Beatles, maybe. Some yeah. of the Beatles.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift,
yeah.
right,
yeah.
is bringing in not just women,
yeah.
but a different generation of
my stepdaughter. My yeah. stepdaughter would never watch
right.
football with me. She's
so that yeah. is, I mean,
she calls me you lazy bum. That's her term of affection. Did you know Taylor Swift is on TV? And I yeah. said, yes, I'm watching the Chiefs game. I knew that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is obviously, but here's the thing, is yeah. this regular season,
yeah.
so many plays and games being fixed in favor of the Chiefs was shocking that everybody was pointing it out. And it's like, do they need to go 15-2 or can they just go, you know, 13-4? Like, why do they need to go 15-2 or 15-1, really? No, they didn't even try the last game, which we're going to talk about on the show. But the point is this, why do they have to win every game? And now it's like the refs and they're going for the three-peat. And they want it to be so convincing
yeah.
that the dominance of the Chiefs is something they talk about for decades. That's what they're trying to do.
You know, it's funny how much talking about football has become like talking about politics with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everything for you is rigged.
Well, it's yeah. not everything. Sometimes, you know, you go against the odds and you...
Yeah. Oh, except when things go your way, it's not rigged. Yeah. So, well, anyways, we had such a wonderful time, just the two of us. And you had a great song.
Yeah.
And listen, you might be down because the Bengals are out of town. You might be down because, hey, it looks like Joe Burrow is not going to be able to be any playoff games anytime soon. We just fired all our coaches except for Zach and Darren Simmons. I get it. You might be down because... you didn't choose to be born in Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio chose you to be born there.
Yeah.
And it just busted you right out of its birth canal into the slippery Ohio River. And there you were. And they put that Bengals hat on you and the Bengals jacket on you when you were just a preschooler. And here you are in love with a team that doesn't love you back. And it can't love you back because they're cheap. They're too cheap to buy the love because love costs money. Right. Right? So anyway, so you might be thinking all of that as we are.
Everybody's
thinking exactly that line of thought that I just offered.
Yeah.
But you know what you got that no one else got? This show.
Yeah,
you've
this
got
show.
This
and Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. You've got this hilarious, fun-filled, super informative.
Yeah.
Number two? No. Number three? No.
Number one.
Bengals podcast coming live. This is live. What you are hearing right now is completely live.
Yeah,
we can make a mistake.
As we are saying it, but then when you hear it, it will probably be like a good 12 hours.
No, it's still going to be live.
Okay. Yes. Yes, when you're playing it,
yes,
it will be playing
live.
It will sound like a human being is speaking live. So
yeah, coming at you live from a dingy hotel Under the bridge where we were once again duped into buying.
That is a very interesting place for a hotel. Okay, so here we go. It's starting now. We did our part on our last five, but then the Chiefs kept the Broncos alive. We started slow, I guess that's on us. And then the Colts and the Dolphins were loose, but the Chiefs gave us
sauce. It's us, it's us, it's us, it's us.
We are in their heads, my friends, and we'll see them in Burrowhead once again. We are in their heads. We welcome to the number one Bengals podcast. I'm your host, Daddy McDuke. I'm joined as always by Dr. Hoji Electric and Smoji.
Because we are in their heads. It's
yeah.
So clear. I have been saying this, Daddy-o, after week, day after day, that, and I don't know if you agree with this. I don't know. Did you want to say what podcast this is? Because I think I interrupted you.
It's the number one
Bengals podcast. Number one! Yeah. Even though the Bengals finished the season not being number whatever that they had to be to get into the playoffs, we are still the number one Bengals podcast. Are we number one in terms of popularity? No. Are we number one in terms of quality? No. Are we number one in terms of prestige of our hosts? No. There are even better and higher and greater Believe podcasts, but we are named the number one Bengals podcast because of the marketing ingenuity of Daddy McDuke. Daddy, let me just finish this thought and then I will let you speak. I have been saying for the time since people found out that the Chiefs would need to beat the Broncos that they would intentionally lose. And people kept saying no. People kept saying that ain't so. People kept saying that ain't going to happen. That in NFL, a coach can't tell a team, hey, let's intentionally lose. I said that they would because they feared Burrow. They fear him, Daddy. They do not want to play Burrow, and Burrow is hot, or was hot. And there you go.
Well,
that's my whole scope.
They fear Burrow, but let's be honest. Patrick Mahomes also fears Lou Anarumo. Lou Anarumo knew, because we're saying knew, because he's gone now. He was just fired today. But Lou Anarumo knew how to contain Patrick Mahomes, especially when it really mattered.
Yeah.
And that combination, Lou slowing down Mahomes, and then Burrow making the clutch plays, Ja'Marr Chase breaking off a long, you know, all that stuff, and then Trey getting a sack. It was beautiful to watch. Us playing the Chiefs was the great, I don't care what anybody says, greatest rivalry in the sports. I think the Chiefs made a mistake.
Can we recap the last time the Bengals played the Chiefs, for those who don't remember?
That was very painful, but really.
Bengals were dominating.
They were winning. And came down to a very bad fourth down.
A weird fourth and 16.
Where
a time when, now you're going to talk about Lou Anarumo, a time when any defense worth its weight in salt, maybe even its weight in sand, should be able to, in fourth and 16 situation, not lose a game.
Well, it's about personnel, right? They had, I think, a
rookie. No, it's about coaching.
Well, I mean, so Daddy, like
We all watched that game with the Steelers. How many pass interference calls did Cam Taylor-Britt have?
I don't know. He had a few. Yeah, he had a bad season.
No, not season. Game. How many pass interference calls did Cam Taylor-Britt have in the last game of the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers? I remember three.
Yeah, two, three. Yeah.
Maybe two. Two too many. And they were clutch times.
Okay.
That's a careless defense. That's a careless defense with a poorly coached defense.
This is my take, and I've seen other people say it. Lou Anarumo is good at thinking about the game, making adjustments. He's a smart guy.
Smart guy.
The problem is,
What's
he needs very specific talent for his system to work, and the Bengals are not the organization to give that to you.
And what so, does specific mean for
those specific ones? Means Jesse Bates.
Jesse Bates.
Yeah. And so what happened is the Bengals now are getting a guy who made a very poor defensive roster, worse than the current one,
into
a respectable one.
Or you're talking about Luana Roma here.
They're interviewing this guy. No, they're interviewing.
They're interviewing someone. Who are they
Patrick
interviewing?
Patrick Graham.
Wait, is this breaking news?
This is breaking just a few hours ago.
Patrick Ram.
This just this morning.
Wait, his name is Ram, but he
Graham,
plays for the
Graham,
but he coaches the Raiders.
The Raiders. So
and with what's his relationship with Marvin Lewis?
They probably have met.
And I thought Marvin Lewis coaches on the Raiders.
Who's he the also defense? Coaches on the I think so I think Marvin Lewis is an assistant head coach, and this guy was just a defensive coordinator. Okay. Not just, but I mean, so the point is, this is a guy for a cheap franchise that wants to put out a respectable defense out there and let them be cheap, he's the guy for that.
Why?
And I think that's why they're
why do we always have to get some no-name? No offense, Patrick Graham.
Well, I think it makes sense. The other guy they're looking at is a 35-year-old defensive coordinator for the New England Patriots.
Okay.
And his name is DeMarcus Covington.
I like that name.
Yeah. Young guy. He was there when Belichick was there.
Great.
He seems to be, I know the Patriots had a bad season.
Patriots mean quality. It's a quality organization.
Yeah, they know defense. They don't know offense, they know
defense. They know a little bit more than that, yeah. Deflating people's balls and all that.
Not people's.
Yeah.
But
games.
Yeah.
So you asked me that, you're asking me, hey, what happened to Luana Romo? You're saying, Oji, I remember when you were all about Luana Romo. You were the biggest Luana Romo stan, and I was. Loved that guy. Was in love with that guy. I thought he was the greatest thing since, you know, vegan cottage cheese. I loved him. And there were some seasons there where he was great. But one thing that John Sheeran has taught me is that Luana Romo is only great when you have really a great lineup. And we had certain people like DJ Reader, and we had the Jesse Bates, and we had certain people that made him look great.
I agree.
But I would say something. People, I think it was last year or the year before, everybody in the NFL was talking about what? Luana Romo for head coach. People were surprised when he didn't get the head coach position. Do you remember this?
Right, I do.
What happens when you're up for promotion and you don't get the promotion?
You get
what happens when you think life is going to turn great and you just end up staying at the same old gerbil hamster wheel?
Well, let's think about it like this.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Let's say you're middle-level management.
Yeah.
And you have your star two employees.
Okay, me and you, obviously.
Okay. And then they say, we're going to let these two employees go take better jobs.
Okay.
And then you say, okay, what about me? I thought I was going to get a promotion. And then you don't get a promotion. You're like, it looks like they don't really care about me.
They don't care about us.
And so Michael Jackson lost his Bates and he lost his Reader. Yeah. And then he didn't get the promotion. And then he's like, looks like this defense. And then also they have these big contracts on the offense coming up. He's like, looks like they don't really care about me.
Exactly. They don't really care about us, as Michael Jackson said. Or as I was going to say, you never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. He's lost that love and feeling, Daddy.
I think that's part of it.
Luana Romo lost that love and feeling.
I think a big part is just talent.
He lost the talent.
We were leaning on Cam Taylor-Britt being a star QB. We were leaning on no pass rush. All we had, Trey Hendrickson had a historic season. I don't know if you've seen the numbers. Most like pressure, most.
Guy's a monster.
Not just sacks. Yeah.
Have you seen when he sacks and then he makes this sacrifice to the gods? He's like kissing his finger and shooting the arrow up in the air.
That's how he keeps getting sacks, his gratitude. But the thing is this. He had like 32% of the Bengals' overall pressure. It was insane. The amount that was on his shoulders. And the point is, they somehow thought, I mean, nobody knew he was going to have this kind of season. But they thought that he would be enough. Just being a good pass rusher. And he was also disgruntled about being underpaid. So
how do you know that?
Because he said he wanted to retire. His agent threatened retirement in the offseason.
Wow. Yeah. Is he that old?
No. They just wanted a new contract and it didn't work. Yeah. He's not close to 65.
No.
But the point is this. Linebackers, kind of getting old, not as good.
Creaky linebackers.
Secondary, big mess.
Secondary is what they should call them.
And look, the Bengals aren't even paying their star receivers, but they've been using them as an excuse to not keep their defensive players for years. That's the mess they're in. So only a guy, a wizard, and they're hoping that this Patrick Graham guy can be
I've never, until this day, I have never heard of Patrick Graham. Why do the Bengals always have to, Patrick Graham, I love you, consider me a fan, go with some no-name nobody?
Yeah. Listen, here's the other thing. Frank Pollock is gone. I don't think people are talking about this enough.
Well, hold on. What about Robert Saleh?
Okay, what about Robert Saleh? Robert Saleh, I could see him coming to Bengals if...
I want him.
If he is blackballed by the rest of the league for some reason. If he's not getting opportunities.
Some have said that there were issues of discrimination.
That was a rumor that some people put out there. But the point is this. He's a very talented coach.
Uh-huh.
And if for some reason he's not getting offers, why not go to the Bengals, turn around the defense? I don't think he's going to take Zach Taylor's job. No. I just don't think that...
He's a threat to Zach, though.
He's a threat. But I think Zach, culture-wise, has done something where if he can just get them back to 11-6 next year in the playoffs, Zach is going to be fine. And with Burrow, all you have to do is get that defense average, and they're going to be in playoffs every year. So I think so.
You're making a lot of assumptions.
Well,
I mean, one thing is we're making assumptions that the defense is going to get better somehow. I don't think it will.
They have to.
If the problem were the coaching. You said yourself the problem was personnel. So it doesn't matter who you get as a defensive coordinator. If you're not going to hire personnel, and then if they've got this T. Higgins payment plan, then how are they going to afford personnel for the defense? And if they're not going to pay the defense, they're just going to bring in some coach who's just getting used to the system or just.
I don't think the defense could have been much worse. So I think you bring in just a couple of good draft picks, you know.
I don't think so. I think they need much more than that. They need at least two stars. That's what we've learned.
I think that a good coach can make someone like Jermaine Pratt played a little bit better down the stretch. You know, these guys, these linebackers, I think they can get a little bit more out of our defense.
Okay. Let's put the kibosh on this. I know where you want to go. You want to talk about Frank Pollack. And we were all excited when Frank Pollack came back. We had Frank Pollack. They got rid of Frank Pollack. They hired, what was it, Jim Turner? Jim Turner was a crazy whack job. He was like nutso and he was horrible. And then I did the now famous meme on Twitter about him getting fired and Burrow waving goodbye as Colin McCulkin. And then we got Frank Pollack back. And everybody, especially Joe Mixon, was happy. I don't know if you remember. Joe Mixon tweeted like in all caps. He was so excited. I guess because our run blocking was going to get better.
No, he had his best year under Pollack in 2018.
Well, Frank Pollack, God bless him, but he was not able to do anything with run blocking at the offensive line this year. I mean, that is the worst. I think that is probably the worst run game the Bengals have ever had.
Brian Callahan's father, Bill Callahan,
Bill Callahan.
Is he late?
No, the great.
So Zach Taylor has connections with some good offensive line coaches. Hopefully, he can bring somebody that will actually develop talent. And I don't know, disrespect to Frank Pollack.
No.
He's obviously, we respect him.
Yes.
We love what he's been able to do for
Friend
the
franchise. Of the show.
Friend of the show. But we need someone that can actually perform and develop
talent. Get your Botox out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Frank Pollack. We love Frank Pollack.
We think he's great.
But we want somebody good.
Never come back to Cincinnati.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah. But here's the question. Okay, you mentioned Bill Callahan, the very alive, great Bill Callahan. Who is good that we might get?
Here's the problem. Nobody knows the names of offensive line coaches.
Nobody
even knows them.
You can't even Google them. They don't exist. Yeah.
It's not made public.
But and so there's no Paul Graham, for example, of the offensive line that we could
Well, even Paul Graham, nobody knew his name
until it
was published. Until there was the tweet and there was the Cincy Jungle article. Then we all knew his name. Before that, nobody knew who he was.
Speaking of names being published, there's a rumor going around the rumor mill that a weird company named Paychex, no relation to the little corn treats that you used to eat after school, that a little company named Paychex has bought the Coliseum, the Riverfront Coliseum.
Has bought Paycor. which the stadium's named after, which means that the naming rights will have to be changed to paychecks, which is very funny. I mean, Mike Brown has to be very upset because that is the thing. That is the thing he hates the most.
He hates paying people.
Is the signing the paychecks.
Yeah. I mean, all we can say, boys and girls, if you've just tuned in, is that next year is going to be a radically different year for the Cincinnati Bengals, except three things remain the same that are like, excuse my metaphor, three little turds that you can't flush down the toilet. You flush, and they keep coming back up. And I don't mean any disrespect because I love these turds.
No.
There are turds. But those are Mike Brown, Duke Tobin, and I love him, Zach Taylor. And I'm not comparing them to turds because I dislike them.
No.
But that this is the system that's going to come back next year. And, you know, I don't know if you can really... I think Zach is the right coach for this team. But I don't think even he can operate in the dysfunctional, I won't pay anybody Cincinnati Bengals. I will say, just one quick point. Boomer Esiason tweeted something maybe 4 or 5 days ago about T. Higgins. And people were like, oh, I hear T. Higgins might take less. And you know what Boomer said? He said, why should he take less?
Yeah.
Listen, boys and girls, I don't know if you've ever played football. I know I haven't. But it's a grueling sport. And if you're doing it athletically, professionally, you are putting your life and your body on the line. Every hit you get, every year you play, something's going to give.
But that's really any job.
Okay. But a person with T. Higgins' talent, there is no way he should take a penny less than what he's worth. And just because you're the Cincinnati Bengals and you're cheap and you have, what's the cap space they have now? $100 million, is it?
Right.
$20 million? $100 million?
I think it's like 80 and they can open up another like 20 by making some cuts. Yeah.
Okay. So do it. Pay T. Higgins.
Yeah, they should pay him. But if I'm T. Higgins and it's between getting $20 million a year in Cincinnati or $25 million a year in, I don't know, Jacksonville or some other New York Jets or some sort of, I would take $20 million. Look.
I would.
A certain point, first of all, it is very cheap to live in Ohio. First of all. Right?
Especially if you're Daddy McDoug.
Exactly. Second of all, you're playing with Joe Burrow, which means as long as you stay healthy, you are really always going to be a very valuable receiver. You don't have to worry about getting
cuts. T. Higgins has problems staying healthy.
Yeah, a little bit. They're minor. They're growing pains. He's going to outgrow them. I predicted that. But what I'm saying is you are going to be a high performer. So many of these guys, they go to other franchises, especially receivers, and they don't look as good. And then within a couple of years, look at Davante Adams. He's still a young man. He's like 31. He's like a nobody now. These guys, they go, they play with bad quarterbacks. Everybody's like, wait, is he really that good? And then the nobodies.
Yeah.
So I think
But T. Higgins is that good.
Well, sure, he's very good.
I mean, look, we just watched the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? And Russell Wilson had a pretty decent game. Do you realize he would have won if T. Higgins were his wide receiver?
I don't know. George Pickens is a very good receiver.
George Pickens had three drops.
Three drops. But what I'm saying
egregious drops.
Okay, fine. What I'm saying is a talented receiver with a bad quarterback, no matter how talented, after a while, he's just not going to be considered a talented receiver anymore. So I think...
Can I ask a hypothetical here?
Yeah.
Because, no offense, but we always hear from billionaires like yourself, please take less. Don't buy that cappuccino every day. Don't buy, you don't need the extra tofu burger that you're getting from a gourmet tofu shop for $65 every day.
That's because you already ordered three.
Cut and cut. Yeah. And then you say, okay, Mr. Billionaire, how about one less private jet ride, to Manhattan or whatever?
No, that's not the point.
My point is this. Okay, if $5 million is just $5 million and T. Higgins, he should settle from 25 to 20, well, why not just pay him $25 million?
Because what I'm saying is...
We have the money.
Well, they have the money, but if you spend $25, $30 million, whatever, a year on T, $35, $40 million a year on Jamar Chase. $60 million a year on Joe Burrow, come on. You have nothing left. And I'm not saying that T should take... I'm saying if that situation is presented with... Getting to play, look, playing across from Jamar Chase has made T. Higgins look really good. just Agreed. Like Ja'Marr Chase playing across from T. Higgins has helped them in his career. But playing with Joe Burrow, the kind of success they had with no offensive line, no real good running game, the fact of the matter is Joe Burrow just led the league in yards and passing touchdowns, and he's only getting better, and he's happy. T. Higgins is happy in Cincinnati. He likes the city. He likes his team. He likes his teammates. I think all I'm saying is this. I think that overall happiness means more than a little bit more. If you like, if you invest that money. Oh my God,
are you going to do It's a Wonderful Life?
No, but I mean, I'm just speaking from T's perspective because he was on our show, on the other show, the Pac-Man show we had. And I just say that I understand. I think he is going to be willing. I don't know if he's going to sign. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do think he's going to take an offer of less money to stay in Cincinnati, then go somewhere where he'd be.
He fired his agent, it seems, for that particular reason.
Exactly.
Well, okay, fine. To your point, Yoshi Vach looked good. Gesicki looked good. Sometimes looks good.
Yeah.
So maybe the Bengals higher-ups are saying, this Joe Burrow guy can make anybody look good.
I think so. I'm saying anyways, here's the thing. This Bengals season is over. This
Done.
Is the only stuff we talk about.
Fried.
Is T. Higgins, the new assistant coaches. That's all we have.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are thinking, why do I even follow the team anymore? I don't feel like following the team. I don't want to look at their logo or anything. But then they see something that, well, let me just show you. Then you see these helmets. And you're like, oh, my love for the Cincinnati Bengals has been reignited. When I see this $670 helmet that I can get a discount on.
Yeah. And because of inflation, this $670 helmet would actually only cost $200 in the year 1930.
Yes. That's true.
Think about it like that.
Yeah.
You're paying $670 in 2025.
Right.
But you'd be paying a lot less. You might be paying a nickel back in 1800.
It's a very good point. And so really it's a great time to invest in the Bengals.
It is.
Because prices are only going to go up. And also,
your nephew's having a birthday party. What do I get him? Boom, helmet.
Helmet.
Warning sticker.
Also, we have a podcast.
We do have a podcast.
Number One Bengals podcast.
Tune into the podcast.
Tune in
the podcast. Five stars to the podcast.
All of our episodes are there. Yes, please leave a 5-star. We only had one review recently.
Yeah.
We want more reviews.
It hurts and when you only give one review.
Lastly, of course, you can go to our Patreon where you can get this song that you just heard, We Are In Their Heads, and all the other songs absolutely free, 100% free when you go to patreon.com/DHSports and become a paid subscriber. Or you can pay $3, and then after you pay the $3 for the song becomes free. Either option.
Yeah.
So those are both options.
It's like back in the day when people used to barter, like I'll give you a chicken and you give me an apple.
Exactly.
Now we say you become a patron on the show.
Right.
And we, for free, we'll let you give you access to these songs.
Exactly.
You're not paying for anything.
No.
Wait, why is the show ending?
Well, I figured that was all we had.
Okay.
But don't forget to subscribe, turn on the
notifications. Who should we? Okay, put in the YouTube comments. Who do you root for now that the Bengals are out of it?
Yes.
The correct answer, according to Hoji, is anybody who's playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. But don't forget to subscribe, turn on the notifications, and we will see you around. You know, everybody's taking a break. Maybe we take a break. Let us know in the comments.
Let's take a break.
Should we take a break? Let us know. We will see you next time. So long. Sweetie. Bye.